Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How is your weekend been going so far? Has it been sunny and bright? Not only in the atmosphere, but inside you, are things looking good? Are things looking better? Even if not particularly good, are they looking better? Well, I tell you what, you might want to give some thought to how things are going with regards to the memories that you're creating, the memories that you're building, because you may want to have, you know, be given some thought to how people will remember you, not just a day from now, not just a week from now, not just a year from now. Some people want to be remembered long after they're gone. Yes, years later, decades later. We have some music that has been with us for decades. People talk about some of the old school R&B, old school rock and roll, old school gospel that is still sounding about as fresh today as when it was first released. What about classical music that has been around for well over 100 years? And of course, as the classical music is remembered, the composers of that music are remembered. Same thing with old school R&B. You hear the songs, you think of the singers who sang the songs, the musicians who played the music, the instruments. Do you want to be remembered? If so, how? For what? Well, we've been talking about ways that people can be remembered. And interestingly enough, we're sharing this with you, courtesy of BBC, where we've looked at names like Da Vinci. So many people know that name. Galileo. So many people know that name. Isaac Newton. So many people know that name. And really hold these people in high esteem even today, despite the fact that none of us has ever seen those guys. They're well remembered and highly regarded decades and decades and decades and decades and decades after leaving the scene. Maybe they intended to be well remembered. Maybe they didn't. They just wanted to do their work, help the human population, the world in general, benefit in whatever ways we benefit from their work. And if we remembered them, so be it. If we forgot about them, so be it. If people just talked about their accomplishments without calling out their names. Now, I know to some of you, you're saying, oh, that's preposterous. Some kind of way, these people made a tremendous contribution to society, to the world, and their names will not be always and forever attached to that contribution so that we all know that's not going to always be in the history books. Every history book. So it's talked about on TV, on the documentaries for ages to come. Well, that is a good thing to do, but it is not a given. How many of you had an opportunity to watch the movie, I've forgotten the exact name of it, but it was the life of the immortal Henrietta Lacks. And how many of you are saying to yourself, wait a minute, hold up. The life of the immortal Henrietta Lacks. Who is she? I never heard of Henrietta Lacks. What did you say her name is? Her name is Henrietta Lacks. And she definitely made a tremendous contribution to society. And when I say to society, I do mean to the world and not just her community. She was a black woman who, once she died, some of the people in the medical field noticed that something unique was happening with her cells. And to make a long story short, they went on to use those cells over and over and over. And when I say over and over and over, they've been using her cells for decades to come up with cures for various diseases, very effective treatments for various diseases, such as HIV. Now, granted, Henrietta Lacks did not say, hey, look, you know what? You use my cells, you're going to find some cures. You're going to find some very safe and effective treatments. She didn't say that. But nevertheless, her cells have been used for generations to save lives and to improve the quality of life for people of all races, all over the world, literally. We don't know about her because the people who could have made her name famous chose to obscure her name. And they used a code that they attached to her cells whenever they were sent out to various places so that people would not make the connection between this black woman and her cells that contributed so much positive to the world. So again, although it is a good thing and it is the right thing to attach someone's name to whatever great contribution they have provided the world, it is not a given that it will be done that way. So we're talking about being remembered. She definitely, her name is worth remembering. No question about that. Did she set out to be remembered? Doesn't sound like it. But they do talk about the fact that there are some people who work diligently to be remembered as long as they can be. There are others who do not put out a lot of energy, effort, if any, to be remembered. But people can be remembered, people can be forgotten. I told you about the boxer who was outstanding in his day, had 100,000 people attend his funeral. Who is he? Can you give me his name? Well, of the entire output of the last 1,000 years, very little has endured for more than one century apart from classical music. Can you imagine our descendants listening to the Beatles in their flying cars and spaceships? Maybe so, maybe not. But we have genres evolving at such a fast pace. After all, few people are aware of the melodies of St. Goderic of Finchley. St. Goderic was an English hermit and a popular medieval saint. He wrote some of the oldest surviving songs in English at around the start of the 12th century. So one of the things that they say is, if you really want to have a good chance of being remembered, it might be best to choose a career in politics. But don't try to copy your heroes from days of old. Remember, we were talking about the fact that some of those guys really, really wanted to be military geniuses. They wanted to be considered military champions so that they'd be remembered. And it didn't matter to them how many people lost their lives in the process, as long as they became famous and would be remembered throughout history. One of the recommendations that they make if you want to be remembered is, and this may sound counterintuitive, but stay with me on this. They say, if you want to be remembered, do not be a member of royalty. At first glance, being royal seems like a guarantee of immortality. Here's the thing. Some people are wondering whether or not the queen, the current queen of England, will be remembered 1,000 years from now. Rozek doesn't think so. He says the royal families are much more generational. After they die, someone else comes along. He doesn't think that Princess Diana will be remembered even in 100 years. Henry VIII is famous, but he destroyed a religion. He got rid of the Catholic Church in the UK. So he says that's the reason that Henry VIII is famous, not because he was Henry VIII, the king, but because he destroyed a religion in the UK. When Tutankhamun took his last breath in 1323 BC, probably in the city of Thebes, after contracting malaria, he was just a boy king of 18. He's not known to achieve anything particularly remarkable, and if you were placing bets, you probably wouldn't even bank on this pharaoh becoming a household name several thousand years later. He died of malaria, had a fever, the disease took him out. He hadn't really accomplished anything that remarkable, but then something extraordinary happened. Constructing a pharaoh's tomb was a massive undertaking, and it required decades of work by plasterers, painters, rock carvers over the course of their reign. But Tutankhamun died suddenly, and they ran out of time. So instead, he was hastily interred in a small tomb in a relatively obscure part of the Valley of the Kings. It was sealed before the paint even had a chance to dry. Over years, it became buried in rubble and was eventually lost completely. Altogether, just lost. When it was discovered by archaeologist Howard Carter and his patron, Lord Carnarvon, in 1922, it was full of fabulous riches beyond their wildest imaginations. Its location and size had kept them safely hidden away, while all the tombs around it were being plundered by looters. It wasn't his accomplishments that gained him notoriety. It was the wealth, the riches that were found when people finally found his tomb. The riches that were discovered. That's what made Tutankhamun famous. His memory's been ensured by the large number of physical artifacts that he left behind. His mummy alone has been intensively studied as experts unravel the mystery of his short life and how he died. His fame increases with every headline and every documentary. And when we think of ancient Egypt, we think Tutankhamun. And think about it. Tutankhamun did not orchestrate that. Not really. Not deliberately. Not consciously. He died long before he was scheduled to die. And I say scheduled, 18 years old. Those pharaohs normally had people spending decades building their monuments that we call tombs that were really supposed to be helping to guide them into the afterlife. We call it eternal life. They called it the afterlife. And the tombs were designed and structured in such a way as to help usher them into the afterlife, eternal life. They didn't have time to put one together for him, so they had to really just throw something together, throw him in it with his riches. And the riches that were discovered made him famous. In fact, leaving any kind of physical legacy is extremely helpful. This could come in the form of the many, many descendants of the 13th century Mongol warrior Genghis Khan, whose prolific loins sired 1 in 200 men alive today. They're saying that Genghis Khan was so fertile, so powerful when it comes to sexualness. He is responsible for 1 in 200 men alive today. Think about the numerous monuments and coins on which Alexander the Great stamped his image. In China, the emperor, Qin Shi Huang, secured his lasting memory with the Great Wall of China and the vast terracotta army that he was buried with, not to mention that he founded an entire country. So you have something that people can think about, remember for a long time, see for a long time. What about all those pictures of the Great Wall of China found on puzzles, posters, you name it? China. I'm talking about dishes now. China. Find these emblems, these images all over the place. So that's one way they say that people can go about the way of being remembered for a long, long time. Another way, of course, we know that people are going to go about the business of dying, right? So one of the recommendations that they make is to die a famous death. How many of us have heard of Cleopatra? And we know something about the way she died. Throughout much of history, dying young or dramatically. Think about Cleopatra. clutching an asp to her breast, was a crucial tenet of being remembered. Of all the most famous people through antiquity, very few of them made it to their 40th birthday. Of all the most famous people that we think about from history gone by, very few of them made it to their 40th birthday. Don't want anybody to be getting any ideas. Obviously, this is a strategy that's not to be recommended, and there's no guarantee that your name will last. Under the right conditions, though, a great tragedy need not get in the way of great fame. With modern technology, it's easier than ever to keep up your image. There's that fabulous perfume advert where you've got Charlize Theron alongside Marilyn Monroe, Grace Kelly, and Marlene Dietrich. Speaking of Marilyn Monroe, they say that she's still very active considering how dead she is. Speaking of dead people being active, a lot of you have seen Whitney Houston in action after she died. A lot of you have seen Michael Jackson in action after he died. What do you think about the role of holograms in helping to keep people's memories alive? Do you think that would be part of the mix? Do you plan to make that one of a part of your mix? Do you consider that just completely over the top and undesirable? Another route to ensuring fame that should not be encouraged is to seek notoriety. Jack the Ripper, Captain Blackbeard, Hitler, Ivan the Terrible, many of the best known characters in history, famously infamous. Think about the, the positive way, the positive regard that so many people have for Bonnie and Clyde. These were murderous criminals. How about the great esteem that so many people have for other people who were really thugs? They were murderers, they were thieves, they were robbers, they were criminals. And people call these names and speak with them with high regard. And we remember their names to this day. Criminals. The most charismatic have been remembered for generations. According to Rojek, this has led some people to pursue fame the nasty way. When Mark David Chapman, who shot John Lennon, was being charged for murder, he said, "In order to be the most famous person in the world, I have to kill the most famous person." That ain't cool at all. All right, we're going to take a look some more at, things remembered, people remembered, how it happens, maybe how it should not happen. We're also going to be talking about grants, talking money now, for black female entrepreneurs today. Stay with me.